Lauren Brower walks swiftly around to the back of the eatery where her friend and confidant, Effie Bowers, worked as a dishwasher and a maid of all work. Effie once explained that meant she did any cleaning tasks neither the owner, cook, nor waiters wished to perform. Aware she had arrived at the time Effie was allowed to take her break and eat lunch from whatever food had not been consumed during the noon meal, she kept her knock soft. She hoped only Effie would hear and answer. Effie, her blonde curls mostly covered by a white handkerchief stained with perspiration at the front fold, opened the door. Upon seeing who had knocked, she smiled. After twisting her head and upper body to check the kitchen behind her, she stepped outside and closed the door. "You timed that just right, Lauren. I no sooner filled a plate with my food than cook hurried into the office to talk to the owner. I just hope it isn't a complaint about me." She skipped down the three rear stairs and offered Lauren a shoulder hug. "So do I, Effie. Have you been able to check the mail? Did I receive anything?" Lauren clasped her hands and bit her lower lip. Things are getting really bad at the boarding house. Arnold is becoming more demanding. When I try to explain to his mother, she just waves aside my concerns. She tells me, as long as I do my job and not lead him on, I'll be fine. As if I would want to encourage the lecher. She choked out the words. "I'm so sorry to hear that, Lauren. As much as cook finds reason to fuss at me about the silliest things, I don't have to put up with anything like that. Yes, I have a letter from Wyoming Territory." Effie reached into her pocket and pulled out an envelope. "Lauren, I'm not going to be able to continue getting your mail much longer." Her brow wrinkled. "My landlady has started demanding answers about who A. Bowers is. Her questions are becoming more insistent. She asks, if Alice Bowers is my cousin and living with my family, why am I receiving her mail? She has such old-fashioned ideas." Effie dropped her smile and rolled her eyes. Next, her countenance grew serious. "Are you and Mr. Walker close to coming to a decision?" She handed over the letter. "I hope so." Lauren released a breath. "He was very concerned. I understood the challenges of living in such a remote place, like a sheep ranch in the middle of Wyoming Territory, where the wind blows constantly and is probably far different than what we're used to here in Chicago. I told him I understood and was not deterred. I assured him I am interested in marriage and would welcome tickets and the spending money the agency says he is to send for food. Since I have no farming or ranching background, I don't know yet if he has decided I will be a suitable mate. Whatever it takes to be a sheep rancher's wife, I will learn." Lauren raised her face until her gaze met Effie's. "I can't stay where I am, or I will end up being, what's the polite word for it? Ruined? Compromised?" "Just say it, Lauren. Raped." Narrowing her eyes, Effie pressed her lips together and shook her head. "Even though I know you're right, that is such an ugly word. 3 nights ago, Arnold came after me again. He is getting more insistent." Sighing, Lauren tipped her head forward as she brushed her forehead with her fingertips. "He'll only give me until Saturday. He warned me not to go to his mother or he'll see I regret it. He was very persuasive. I keep pulling my collar up so the bruises don't show."